You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Day 15 of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership with me, Elizabeth, your self-leadership coach and founder of Own Your Creativity. Have you ever seen a night sky just chock full of stars? Like so many stars, your mind was boggled. That's the theme for today's exploration in Empower Your Path is stardust. There is a song by Joni Mitchell. And if you haven't heard it, I highly recommend that you Google her on YouTube, Joni Mitchell, Stardust. It's such a beautiful song and it tugs at the heart of who we are. There's something so essential in the words and the lyrics of her song. And so I wanted just to share a little bit of the lyrics. She says, "We are stardust, billion-year-old carbon. We are golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden." And for me, it's an invitation to stop for a moment and recognize our own awesomeness. The fact that we are alive, that we are embodied in a body that allows our mind to experience through our senses is actually mind-blowing. And sometimes I think about it so hard that it actually does feel like my mind is blowing up, because the whole thing about existence is a hard concept to wrap your skeptical brain around, your left brain, your rational brain. And it really is a miracle. It's such a miracle that we're invited to remember our own sovereignty and our own stardust heritage, our lineage. And somebody else that I follow is the meditation guru, David G. And again, highly recommend him. He, especially if you've been thinking about doing meditation, but you're always saying to yourself, "Oh, I can't do it. I can't sit still." He has this wonderful, easy way about him, and he doesn't make meditation seem like such a serious, onerous thing, although it is very serious and it's so life-altering if you allow it to be. But he has a sense of humor as well, and that's what I love about him, is that he's very real and down-to-earth and humorous as well at the same time. So I highly recommend that you check out David G. But he has this new meditation that I just experienced recently. Lovely, lovely meditation called Stardust Morning. And I'm just going to read you a little bit of what he says in there. It's a 25-minute meditation. So it's a perfect thing to do in the morning. And he gives you a mantra. Oftentimes, he gives you this mantra to during the meditation. And today it was Om Moksha Ritam. Om is universal vibration. Moksha is liberation and emotional freedom. Ritam is rhythm of the universe. And he says, by repeating this mantra, we align our heartbeat with that of the universe. This entire existence was created at the heart of a star. We are stardust. Breathing stardust. We are stardust listening to stardust. Every moment is a stardust moment. And when we can align our own heartbeat with the heartbeat of the cosmos, these two vibrations merge into one. They align themselves with each other, and the highest vibration always wins. So the universe will elevate you, lift you up, fill you with strength and courage, and allow you to trust that this moment is perfect. Those were the words of David G. from his meditation morning. And I love the reminder
that we are stardust, that we come from the stars, that we come from such an amazing place as the universe giving birth to this creative experiment called life on Earth. And what I love about this moksha ritam is the idea of liberation and emotional freedom. Because on the journey of self-leadership, we really do need to give ourselves that liberation. We need to put ourselves in a place of liberation and emotional freedom in order to become who we were really meant to be, right? In order to embrace fully self-leadership and create the life that we want, we have to allow ourselves to be free from the past and also free from the future and drop into this present perfect moment where all possibilities exist. And that moment of liberation is supported as well by giving ourselves emotional freedom from the past and from the present and from the future. I think a lot of people get wrapped up in the emotional pain and the trauma of the past, and that interferes with their self-leadership journey. And again, when they're expecting things in the present or hoping against hope that things are going to turn out a certain way in the future, all of that is tangling up your emotions and you're not free. So Om Moksha, universal vibration, liberation, emotional freedom, and the rhythm of the universe. Allowing ourselves to get into the rhythm of our legacy and the present perfect moment. That's it for today. And if you haven't joined us yet, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/self-leadership20. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow for day 16.